All right, take your Bibles and go to the book of Matthew. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 17. I want you to underline one little phrase in one little verse. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 17, and in verse number 20. And tonight, my thought and my ideas that God has laid on my heart is entitled Mustard Seed Faith. In verse number 20 of Matthew chapter number 17, the Bible says, "And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." And I want you to look at that phrase in verse number 20 again. Jesus said, if ye have faith, watch this. The common reading says, as small as a grain of mustard seed. But Jesus does not say that. Jesus says, if your faith is just as the mustard seed, then you will be able to say to the mountain, be removed, and that mountain will be removed. Now, brothers and sisters, I am what we like to refer to in the business as a literalist when it comes to Bible interpretation. The Bible means what it says, and it says what it means. Therefore, if I have faith, and I say to a mountain that needs to be moved, you need to get out and get into the sea, I believe if my faith is as that seed of mustard, then that mountain will be removed. You've got to remember what's just happened here. Jesus has just come off of Mount Tabor, the Mount of Transfiguration, and he has come off of this mount. He has come down into the villages around Galilee. He's come to the seaside around Capernaum. And he has begun his ministry, and the people have a demon-possessed boy. And they bring this demon-possessed boy, and the father tells Jesus, he says, Jesus, I have tried everything in my power to get this demon out. Then when I heard about you and your disciples, I brought my boy to your disciples, but they did not have the power to cast that demon out. He said, I don't know what kind of yokels you've got running around with you, but they don't have as much power as they think that they have. And Jesus does not condemn that man, but he condemns the disciples. Now, that is interesting to me because that man has just peeled down the master. He has just laid into Jesus, and this is what he said. Your people do not have what they say that they have, and they cannot do what they say that they can do. What are they saying that they can do? They are saying that they can do what their master can do. And you and I know that that is so because Jesus said in John chapter, in the book of John, at the end of chapter number 14, 15, and 16, Jesus said, greater works than these shall you do. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the problem. It is not a power problem. It is not an unction problem. It is a faith problem. Jesus said, you don't have to have a certain amount of strength. You don't have to have a certain amount of praying ability. You don't have to have a certain way that you have to line up your eyeballs with your hands to get the work done. He said, but the spiritual task that lies before you, if you'll have faith as that mustard seed, as the grain of that mustard seed, you can do whatever you need to get done. Ladies and gentlemen, notice what he did not say. I've already pointed that out. He did not say if your faith is as small, because that is what preachers have said. And then you and I go out and say, Lord, I believe a little bit, and nothing happens. And we can't figure out, Lord, I thought if my faith was as big as a mustard seed, it must not be as big as mustard seed. So what do? We strain, and we do everything we can to get our faith built up, thinking that we're going to squirt it out or strain it out of our spiritual muscles by physical groaning. But you and I need to understand, the Bible says what the Bible says, and it doesn't say what it doesn't say. And so here it says, if your faith is as a mustard seed. Now, I'm interested in that, and I'm wondering, what is it about that mustard seed? But I'm also asking the question, what is it about that faith? I looked up some of these, and I looked up, what is faith? Hebrews says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. It is the thing that we must have, otherwise it is impossible to please God. Corrie ten Boom said that faith is seeing the invisible, believing the unbelievable, and receiving the impossible. C.H. Spurgeon said, faith is the silver thread upon which the pearls of grace are strung. If the thread breaks, the pearls will lie scattered on the ground. Martin Luther said that God has made it so that those who have faith have everything, and those who have no faith have nothing. I came up with my own little redneck definition. In case one day I die, you can put it on my tombstone. This is what faith is. Faith is believing what God says before you can see it. Faith is believing what God has said before you can ever see it. It is God saying, I will save you if you believe. And before you see yourself saved, you take a step of faith, and God saves you because of that faith. Somebody has once asked me, they say, preacher, is it when a person kneels down at an altar? Is it when they pray a prayer? When is it that a person is saved? This is what I believe. If you came down to an altar, I believe that the very moment, the very second, the very infinitesimal second, the very millisecond that you decided, I am going to go with God, when you picked up your first step before that 10 and a half hit the ground, I believe that God's marvelous saving power had already washed away your sin and written your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I believe that day as a 16-year-old boy sitting in the back of the Vandalia Baptist Church, I did not come down to an altar, but the moment that I bowed my head and said, oh God, be merciful unto me, a sinner, I believe that for my eyelids closed down on the bottom part of my eyelid, I believe the angel had already written down Tyler Curtis Galden, 24353, none of your business, the rest of that number, in the Lamb's Book of Life. He had written, I forgot we streamed that on the internet, so I may be investing in some LifeLock after a while. Say amen right there. This is what I know, though. I know that before my eyelids shut, God had already written my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. You say, preacher, I don't have a fantastic experience. I don't have a phenomenal earth-shattering experience with Jesus. He didn't say you had to have earth-shattering experiences. He didn't say you had to hear the heavens ring. He didn't say the rafters had to shake. He just said you had to have faith. And when you have faith, it does everything that you cannot. And because you have done what you can, God will do what you cannot. But I believe above all things in this generation, it could be said what Jesus said in verse 17 of this chapter. Oh, faithless and perverse generation. I believe the greatest charge that is going to be laid against this generation, that when the Lord comes back, he's going to look and he's going to say, can I, shall I, and will I find faith in all of the world? Where are the people that will believe God? Where are the armies of God that will rise up and say, our general and the captain of our salvation has put out the marching orders, and he has said that victory is ours, and though they outnumber us, and though they outweigh us, and though they're bigger than us, I believe that because my captain's been in more battles than I've been in, and because my general's never lost a battle, I'll go with God and I'll believe God. Where are the people that say, God, the river may be wide and the mountain may be high and it may seem unbelievable to me, but I believe the same God that made that valley and the same God that raised up that mountain and the same God that crossed out that river is the same God that can take me safe over it, safe through it, or safe around it, whatever way he sees fit. Do you know why? Because faith does what I cannot do. Faith sees what I cannot see, and faith believes what I cannot know. But honey, this is what I understand. As a child, we're looking at people when their parents say, that is hot, don't touch it, it will burn you. Just like they just keep on a stepping and reaching their hand into the fire, the people of God are washing away in this generation, because Jesus has said that my eyes run throughout the to and fro throughout this whole earth, seeking those that will believe me and seeking those that I can show myself strong in their bad. Where are the young people anymore that'll say, dear God in heaven, mama don't believe it and daddy doesn't believe it and the preacher doesn't believe it, but I got me a good dose of God back down yonder, and I believe that God is able and God is faithful and God can do anything that he said that he can do. Where are the young men and the young women and the old men and the young women that have seen God raise a up the mountains, and seen God raise up the buildings, and seen God raise up the tabernacles, and seen God course out ways where there were no ways, and give water where there was no water, and give manna where there was no manna, and give rocks where there was no rocks, and give pyre where there was no pyre, and give grace where there was no grace. Honey, I'm looking too far down the way. I'm believing too much to see behind me. I know God's been too faithful to me. I know the valleys may get bigger, and the mountains may get higher, and it may get tougher, but faith has never failed me. Faith will never fail me, and faith shall not fail me today. He says, who will believe in me? And if your faith will be as the grain of mustard seed. He said, youngin, you'll look at that mountain, and you'll tell that mountain, get in the ocean, and that mountain, because of your faith, will get in the ocean. Now, I'm wondering about that mustard seed, because I got to know. I got a few mountains in my pathway, and I need them to get yonder out of my way and be planted in the sea. And I want to know what that's all about. So guess what I did? I went down to the store. I went on the condiment aisle, and I went down on aisle number 13. I looked down there, and I said, well, the only thing I know about mustard is that it's either French's or Food Lion brand. So I went down there to the French's mustard thinking that it would tell me how that it was grown. Thinking it would tell me how that it came about. You know what I realized? Not one thing inside of that French's mustard or that Food Lion mustard was natural. It was carbon fiber. It was polyphenite. It was some words that were about that long that had 15 hyphens in them. All of a sudden, I got to thinking, there ain't nothing in this place. There is nothing in that mustard right there that's going to teach me about faith. So my mind got to wandering back to my little journey to Israel. I got to thinking about my time in Galilee, because you remember, Jesus wasn't at Food Lion whenever he was talking about the mustard seed. He was in Galilee when he was talking about the mustard seed, so there's got to be something about that mustard seed that's going to teach me something about the faith that can move the mountain. So I want you to write some of these things down. Number one, I want you to write down the sowing of the mustard seed. You realize that before that thing will ever spring up, it has to be sown in the dirt. But do you realize that the mustard seed, it is what Jesus said, the smallest of all the seeds. You realize the size of a mustard seed? Now, we understand today through biology and throughout all of the chemistry and all of the things of this science, and they'll tell us that, well, Jesus was wrong because mustard seeds are not the smallest seed in all the world. Jesus didn't say it's the smallest seed in all the world. He said it's the smallest seed that they knew about. Here's the point. Your faith may not be the smallest thing you've ever known or the biggest thing you've ever known, but it's what you know. It has no amount of fire. It has no amount of bearing about what somebody else has done. It's what you believe. It's what God's working in your life. It's how God's moving in your way. I've heard so many people, they'd say, I'd get saved if so-and-so. No, God never said a so-and-so needed to get saved for you to get saved. He said, you put your faith and you do it, ladies and gentlemen. He said, that mustard seed, it is so small. It is the smallest seed in the Holy Land. He said, it's the smallest thing. Honey, you realize that before faith ever grows and before mustard ever grows, it is the smallest thing. How small is our faith in the beginning? Do you remember before you got saved, you sat there and you pondered, I wonder if God can save me. I wonder if God will save me. I wonder if I prayed right. I wonder if I said it right. I wonder if I did it right. I wonder if I was where I ought to be. You know, that faith has got to be coddled. That faith has got to be nourished. That faith has got to be pushed along the way. You know why? Because that seed of faith is so very small. Brothers and sisters, this is what you've got to understand. You're not going to have Paul Bunyan faith until you get baby Paul Bunyan faith. You're never going to have mountain moving faith until you have a little rock moving faith. You're never in this world going to have an oak tree until you have an acorn. You're never in this world going to have a mustard plant until you have a mustard seed. And you're never going to see the mountains move until you see God move one thing at a time. Do not get upset that your faith is small. Don't get upset that you don't believe like somebody else. He didn't say your faith had to be as big as theirs. He said it just had to be as small as it is in you. Brothers and sisters, this is what I know. When I got saved and when I was calling God, when God called me to preach, this is what God told me. He said, son, I'll give you a place to preach. You'll never lack for a place to preach. And from the time that I got saved, I have not lacked for a place to preach. But I'm going to tell you something. That's hard to do on the front end of this ball game. waiting, wondering, I wonder how this thing is going to turn out. That's hard whenever they tell you, you know what, you need to give all, surrender all, be all, and step in. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When you have no idea what lies beneath that foggy surface, it's awful hard to take you a little step forward. But this is what I have found. Every step of faith that I have made, it has been met by the solid rock of Jesus Christ, and I have never fallen through the clouds. I have never fallen by the way. You know why? Because faith, though it is small, has always been honored by God. You may be here tonight. I'm looking at some of you tonight, and you're saying, I wonder if God would save me. I wonder. I just don't know if I believe right. I don't know if I believe enough. This is what you need to know. Is Jesus real? Was he the Son of God? And did he die to take your place on Calvary's tree? Did he die for you, resurrect for you, honey? That's all you need to know. You don't need to know about the miracles. You don't need to know about the transfiguration. And you don't need to know about all that. Your faith may be small, but it is all that you need to get the plant started. Amen. Now watch this. Notice the soil that mustard seed grows in. Now I found this out about mustard seeds, Bob. Mustard seeds will grow in dry soil, but they don't grow high. But do you know that mustard seeds are about the only plant? They're about the only seed in the Holy Land area, in the Mediterranean area, that it does not matter how much water falls on the soil. The more water, the higher that bad boy grows. I mean, the soil can just get flat, slap, saturated with water. I mean, the rain can fall from the sky. They can water with buckets. They can bring their garden hose out there. They can get their mule to bring them a 5-gallon bucket, and they can just keep pouring that thing on and pouring that thing on and pouring that thing on. And the more water they add, the higher it grows. The more water they add, the bigger it gets. The more water they add, the greater out it gets. This is what I know about faith, honey. You may not have yourself in the Word of God. You may not be around the moving of the Holy Spirit of God, and faith will grow a little bit. But this is what I know. The more water you put on that faith, and the more you get in that Bible, and the more you get around the moving of the Holy Ghost of God, the more your faith, it will get pumped up. The more your faith will begin to grow, honey. I know I've been in some churches that were so dry, and they were so dead, and the preacher looked like he hated God, and all the angels of heaven looked like he hated his wife and hated the deacons. And he got up there, and I'd sit back there on the back pew. I'd watch that brother preach, and I thought, well, you know, he don't enjoy it a whole lot, but I guess whenever I get up there, I'll enjoy it. But honey, I've watched men get on that stage. I look like they had ants in their pants and worms in their britches. Look like they just couldn't sit still. Look like they had 44 in their soul waiting on God to bust them out of the gate like a Clydesdale horse that's been jacked up on crack. Hey, all of a sudden they jumped out of that gate. They stood up and said, open up your Bibles, brethren. Honey, they'd been with the God of glory, and the God of glory had been with them. They had 440 in their soul, and the honey was dripping off of their life, and you could tell they'd been with the Father, and the Father had given them a word for the people, honey. They loaded up the Gatling guns of God's power and the shotgun of God's grace. They pulled the hammer back and they blew the devil out of that place. You know what I did? The more water I got around, I got to thinking, dear God in heaven, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. You know what I'm finding? The more I'm around the moving of the Holy Ghost of God, I want to have bigger. I want it to grow bigger. I want my faith to get bigger, honey. I get in that Bible and I read about David. I read about the giant slayer. I read about Elijah, the fire caller downer. I read about Noah, the great ark builder. I read about Moses, the great bread maker. I read about Jesus, the one that he had enough faith in God that he made withered hands straight, and he made crippled men walk, and he gave blind men back their sight. I read about Paul that had enough faith in God to get on a ship in the midst of a storm and head down to Rome. Honey, when I read about those men and the soil in my life gets watered and the rain of God's word gets in my heart, all of a sudden I start thinking, dear God in heaven, honey, I'm ready to looking for giants in my life. I'm looking for rocks in my soul. I'm looking for the sling of God's power. I'm saying, where are you, devil? Where are you, demons? I'm ready to blow the devil out of something. I'm ready to hunt the devil. I'm ready to kill the demons like an old blue tick hound, honey.
I'm sniffing them out, looking for them. I'm begging God, just give me a shot. Just let me go. Honey, you know what's happened? I've gotten in the water, and the water's gotten in me, and the mustard seeds are growing up. This is what I say to you, sowing seed. Get yourself in the water. Get yourself around the moving of the Spirit of God. Get yourself in the Word of God. Read about David, the giant slayer. Read about Elijah. He's the brook dryer up. Read about the juniper trees. Read about the ravens in the wilderness. Read about Zephaniah. Read about Haggai. Read about David. Read about Solomon. You know what you'll find? You'll say, God, if you did it for them, I know that you can do it for me. You know why? Because the water has gotten the seed, and the seed is growing up. Amen. So that's the sowing of the seed. Number two, write this down. Now the growing of the seed. We got to sow in the dear God in heaven. He sent the rain. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And glory to his name. The sowing of the seed. Number two, the growing of the seed. Now watch this. I want you to notice a mustard seed is a unique seed. When it grows, it can grow one of two ways. It can grow quickly, and it can grow slow but steady. Now this is what happens when it grows quickly. When that mustard seed grows quickly and just shoots up out of the ground, the flowers on it are brittle and they do not last. And it does not produce seeds that reproduce. But on the contrary, whenever that mustard seed grows slow and steady, the flowers become beautiful. And the seeds germinate, and now they can reproduce and make more mustard seeds. Let me talk to some of my young preachers right now. Some of you young preachers, I know what it's like. God had me in the chute for 9 years. I mean like a horse bridle, like a junkyard dog ready to sick the devil. I felt like God had the choke collar on my life. And I wondered, God, just let me at him. I'd go home every Sunday night. I'd say, Erica, I'd say, if God doesn't let me have a pulpit to preach in, if God won't let me preach in a prison or preach in a nursing home, honey, I'd go to a nursing home. I was so filled up, ready to go. I'd go into a nursing home, and I would cock back, load back, and I'd preach on adultery in a nursing home. I mean, I'm telling you, there's no telling what I'd preach on. I mean, I had so much in me. I would go into a jail, and I'd talk about the liberty wherewith Christ has set you free. I was so stupid and so dumb, and I looked around and I said, God, look at all these other men. Look at all these other guys. Look at all how you're doing. Look at how you're raising them up. And God just kept saying, slow and steady. Slow and steady. But God, look at how quick they're growing up. But you know what I realized? The ones that shot up fast, their flowers didn't stay around. And I'm sad to say that many of them did not produce seeds that germinated other people's faith. But here I am. I'll be 31 years old this year. I'll spend my 31st birthday in downtown Jerusalem. But here I stand and I say, boys, the process may be slow, but the process is steady. And you just let God keep growing you. You let God keep maturing you. You let your faith in God keep growing. Sometimes you're going to look around and you're not going to see any progress. There's some moms and dads out there, and you've got faith that God's going to save a husband, or God's going to save a wife, or God's going to save a prodigal, or God's going to grab somebody, and you're looking around saying, God, it's not happening as fast as I want it to happen. It's not going as quick as I want it. But what you need to realize is God is increasing your faith a little bit at a time, 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 a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more before you know it, because God has done it slow and steady. Now there are flowers that are beautiful, and there are seeds that now can germinate and can increase somebody else's faith. Can I ask you how much faith it produces in somebody whenever they go to them? You go up to them and say, yeah, God saved my husband. I prayed for him for a week and a half, and God saved him. What produces more faith? That, or when a little lady says, I prayed for my husband for 35 years, and God saved him. What produces more faith? Easily. The one that went slow and steady. You see, the biggest mustard seeds and the mustard plants that you'll see, they're the ones that grew slow and steady. Now, here's what else you need to know about the growing of a seed. Mustard seeds have to be sown deep because they have to take root deep. The problem with that is this. Mustard seeds grow sporadic. They don't grow straight up, not until they hit the surface. Mustard seeds are bad to grow at angles. And because they grow at angles, many times they hit rocks. But this is the difference in a mustard seed and many other seeds. When mustard seeds hit rocks, do you know what they do? They just keep on going. And if they can't move that rock out of the way, you know what they do? They go around it and they find an alternate way to the surface. Honey, this, Lord God have mercy, when I wrote that point down, I did 3 cartwheels and 2 somersaults and had me a Pentecostal spell in Jesus. This is what I know. I know that there's so many times I hit obstacles with my faith and the devil says, you can't believe God. God's going to fail you. God's not going to bring it to pass. But this is what I know. Every rock that I hit, every obstacle that I hit, God said, son, if you'll just have faith like the mustard seeds, I have to get that rock and I just have to take one more step forward. Honey, I wonder about how many mamas and how many daddies that have got prodigal children that are out in the way that are praying and begging God to save them. Honey, it's what you need to do. The devil's told you he's not going to save them. The devil's told you he's not going to change them, and you're hitting rocks and you hit rocks. It's what you do when they deny you and when they turn aside from you. Honey, you just keep on a stepping, and you just keep on a stepping, and you keep on praying, and you keep on believing God, and you just keep on going. And before you know it, honey, all of a sudden that shoot, it'll grow up out of the ground. You know why? Because that mustard seed didn't give up. Because that mustard seed didn't let a rock stop it. It had faith to continue when it felt like it was going to die. You want great faith? George Mueller said the only way you'll have great faith is if you have great trials. Because great trials build great faith. Now, this is what else I know about mustard seeds when they grow. Mustard seeds, they call them, pardon my French, the green manure of the Holy Land. Mustard seeds are ripe with nitrogen. So in the off season and in the off year, farmers will grow just mustard plants and just let them run wild in the field. And then when it comes time to sow the next year, they'll go in and they'll plow the mustard plants in the soil. Because of all the nitrogen in it, they know that those mustard plants and their nitrogen, they will increase growth for other plants. This is what you need to understand. Your faith breeds faith in somebody else. When you stand up and say, I know my God is faithful. What He has done for me, He can do for you. How God has answered me, He will answer you. Boys, I stand up here and I tell you, preacher boys, God is faithful. God's going to open up doors. God's going to do things that only God can do. The devil can't shut it. You just need to stay steady and you need to stay faithful and you need to keep on the firing line, because the only person that can deter you is you. The devil can't stop you and the hells can't stop you and the demons can't stop you, but you can stop you if you give in. But honey, this is what you need to know. When you stand up in a pulpit one day, you're going to say, God's been faithful to me. We sit over here this coming Wednesday night. We'll probably have 50 youngins over here in this Awana Club. And I tell these preachers that call me all the time, they say, how do you do this? How do you do that? How you building this? How you building that? All I have to do is I say, boys, you have faith in God and you keep persevering and you keep doing and you keep being faithful and you keep trusting God and you keep believing God and you keep on trusting when the rocks come and you keep on trusting when the obstacles come, and God will be faithful to those who are faith-filled, because my faith now is breeding faith in other people. Now look, watch this. I'm one of the craziest people you're ever going to meet. There's not a few but a few same bricks in my head. I got it, you got it, all God's children got it. All right? People call me crazy. That don't bother me. It's when they call me fat that bothers me. That's starting to bother me a little bit. I'm telling you, my vests, these are starting to turn into girdles instead of vests. Say amen right there. But people come up to me and this is what they'll say, preacher, we can't do that. And I say, God told me we're going to do it, and that's what we're going to do. It's going to happen. God's going to do it. And you know what happens?
When God does it, now you're saying, we can believe God. Do you know why? Because the mustard seed has gotten composted in with your soil. And because I have faith, now you have faith. And because you have faith, now they'll have faith. Write down the third point. There's the sowing of the seed, the growing of the seed, and now the showing of the seed. Here's what you need to understand about a mustard plant. One day, it will reach the surface. One day, it will become observable to all. One day. But I want you to think about that mustard plant. A mustard plant's really only good for two things. Number one, food and shelter. Every now and again, a little bird will be flying through the land, be flying through the countryside and will be weary. Birds in the Holy Land don't land on the ground because on the ground are vipers and animals and predators. But this is what they'll do. They will find them a mustard plant. They'll find a mustard bush. And when they're weary from flying, they'll just keep on going and they'll find them a plant that wouldn't give up, that just kept on going. And they'll say, my God, I am so glad that plant didn't let the rock stop it. And because that plant grew, that bird now has a shelter. Child of God, people come into this place. I'm so ashamed sometimes they hear me preach and they say, my God, look at what all God's doing. But what they don't realize is for seven lowly years, there was a small handful of people that held it together by faith. And now because they had faith, now we're able to come in and find shelter in this weary land. And do you know what we're going to do? We're going to keep on having faith, and we're going to keep on doing, and we're going to keep on believing, and we're going to keep on growing, and we're going to keep on building, and we're going to keep on believing, and we're going to keep on trusting. In your life, you keep on praying. In your life, you keep on believing God. In your life, you keep on doing what God's told you to do. You keep praying for that husband. You keep praying for whatever it is God's told you to pray for. But all I know is that one day, a weary soul is going to come your way. They're going to walk through those back doors. And they're going to come in. They're not going to have any idea about the rocks and the obstacles. They're not going to have the first clue about the pain and the trouble. All they're going to know is what a beautiful mustard plant. But you and I will sit back and say, oh God, I'm so thankful I didn't stop having faith. I heard the story of a house that caught on fire, and it forced this little boy up to the roof. The little boy was up on the roof, and his daddy had escaped down to the ground, not knowing the little boy wasn't in there. And he saw the little boy come out on the roof, and he yelled up, he said, jump, son, I'll catch you. The little boy was so petrified and afraid, He looked around. The daddy knew, though, that if that boy did not jump, the only way to safety was to jump. So he kept yelling, jump, son, I'll catch you. The little boy was terrified. He was petrified. He looked around. But all the boy could see were smoke and flames and the darkness of the night. The daddy yelled up, he said, jump, son, I'll catch you. The little boy yelled down, he said, but daddy, I can't see you. And the daddy said, but boy, I can see you, and that's all that matters. Faith is believing God when he says jump, not knowing where he is. That's faith. Faith, the strength and the stamina and the tenacity of a mustard seed. My heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I come and I seek your face, oh God. Oh God, I seek you now for your people to have faith in you.
And I'll praise you and I'll thank you in Jesus' name. Let's stand all over this building. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Why don't you come, people of God? Let's just come. Whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever it is. That's it. God bless you. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. I believe God. I choose to believe God. I choose to believe God. I'm not giving up. I'm not throwing in the towel. I'm not going to throw in with the devil. I'm going to keep on believing God when I can't believe it, when I can't see it, when I don't know what's going to happen. I am going to trust God. I am going to believe God. I am going to trust in my Lord. I am not going to turn aside. I am not going to give in to the devil. I am going to keep praying. I'm going to have faith as the mustard seed. When the rocks come, I'm going to push around the rocks. When the troubles come, I'm going to keep on believing. I am going to trust and I'm going to believe God. That's it, young people. That's it. God's got a plan for you. God's going to use you. God's going to touch you. God's going to touch you. God's going to call you to preach. God's going to call some of you to be businessmen that are going to honor Him and glorify Him. God's going to save young people. God's going to save elderly. God's going to save old. God's going to save young. God's going to build up a church on the side of Church Street that's going to bring Him glory and going to bring Him honor. I believe it. Sing, Brother Carey. Sing, sing. Yes, I do, Lord. Yes.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive.
Yes.
Wilt well pardon and cleanse.
Yes.
And receive.
Yes. My Father and my God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I come seeking your face. And I'm asking you, oh God, now to build in your people mustard seed faith. To keep on trusting and keep on believing. Just keep on growing. Slow and steady. Slow and steady. Slow and steady. Slow and steady. The Lord, the devil's going to try to tell them they're not what they ought to be. God, give them the power and the strength and the wisdom to remind the devil that, no, they're not what they ought to be, but they're sure not what they used to be, but one day they're going to be what he cannot be. And my God, I worship you now, and I bless you in the name that is above every name. In the name of Jesus, I pray and seek your face. And all God's people said, amen and amen. I want you to be